I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, you may have heard that Republican Senator Rob Portman has had a change of heart about his past opposition to same-sex marriage. I have some thoughts about that in my Can I Just Tell You essay in just a few minutes. But first, we want to tell you about a new thriller that will be making your heart race in a theater near you, particularly if you like them with a strong dose of realism and a side of current politics. In the new action thriller, Olympus Has Fallen, the White House, codenamed Olympus, is invaded by North Korean terrorists. The president and his staff are held hostage in an underground bunker, and their only hope of coming out alive is disgraced Secret Service agent Mike Banning.
Well, what's you want to add in the White something? House
I suggest
right
you get
how
the
how
back
do we know
straight.
We can trust this guy?
Banning is ex-Special Forces, Ranger Battalion. He will move mountains or die trying. I know him.
Does anyone else in this room have any intelligence coming out of the White House? And we have no choice.
That was Sean O'Brien as a Pentagon staff member, Angela Bassett as the Secret Service director, and Morgan Freeman as the Speaker of the House and acting president. And joining us now to talk more about the film is the Oscar-nominated diva herself, Angela Bassett. Also with us, director Antoine Fuqua, whom you no doubt remember from Training Day. They are both here with us in our Washington, D.C. studio, actually just steps away from the White House. Thank you both so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Mr. Fuqua, you are known for doing some action-packed, gritty films like, of course, Training Day, Brooklyn's Finest. What did you find appealing about this project?
I just wanted to have some fun. You know, I thought the idea of attacking the White House and making it feel real and exciting and take the audience on a roller coaster ride, you know, why not? It has everything in it that a filmmaker would want.
As a former White House correspondent, I did not find that fun. I found it very, very frightening through the entire ordeal. I'll just put it to you that way. Angela Bassett, why did you want to participate in this project?
Absolutely. The opportunity to work with Antoine. Big fan of his work as him as a person. So when it came to me, it was yes. And then I had an opportunity to read the script.
You've never worked together before.
No,
but
no.
But you've been friends for a while.
Yeah.
Any trepidation about being directed by a friend? Sometimes, you know, friends at home, friends at work,
that's
not
right.
Always
well,
a good combination.
You know, you always hope that you're giving them exactly what it is they have in mind because, you know, he makes big pictures and very specific pictures and such clarity. So you hope you're giving him exactly what he thinks he wants.
Oh, God. Working with Angela, that was a dream. I've been wanting to work with her since I started making movies. She's going to always deliver, that's for sure.
Tell us about your character, Secret Service Director Lynn Jacobs.
Yes, she's the director of the Secret Service, and I imagine that she had to, you know, that she's, you know, supremely intelligent, passionate. I was very humbled and pleased that we get to see this, that we have this woman at the table in the room in this position, and that, you know, Antoine made this casting decision.
You know, I was going to ask you about that. You know, it's interesting that this film is coming out at the time that the Obama administration is assembling its second term team. Mm-hmm. And I'm just interested in not just your character, but also your choice for Secretary of Defense is played by Oscar winner Melissa Leo.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I didn't put a lot of thought into whether it should be a female or not. Honestly, it was something when I read the script and I just thought I need strong individuals, intelligent, strong individuals. And naturally, my instinct took me right to Angela. Angela's Secret Service, as far as I'm concerned.
But you know, there was a deputy director. Barbara Riggs was mm-hmm. a deputy director. I don't know if you knew that. And mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember this whole scandal involving the Secret Service agents who were misbehaving on an advance. Mm-hmm. Did you know that the regional director who called them to account was an African-American woman?
Oh,
did you
no,
know that?
Didn't know
so
that.
You didn't know that?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know any of these folks?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did you prepare for it?
Well, we were fortunate to have you know, on location during the entire filming, tech advisors who were members of the Secret Service. Mm-hmm. So they were there for us to answer any questions. You know, they're incredible human beings. And, you know, some stories we wanted to hear, some was too much. You wanted to cover your ears. But they were right there with us.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I was going to ask you about that. We had alluded earlier to the fact that you were directing, you know, your friend Angela Bassett in this, but mm-hmm. you also had a very... I mean, you've worked with heavyweights before, but you had a very heavyweight cast. You know, Gerard Butler, who's also one of the producers of the film, Aaron Eckhart, who plays the president, Ashley Judd, who plays the first lady, Morgan Freeman, you know, of course. I mean, I'm not a director, but I am curious about what it was like to direct all these people who are all stars in their own right.
Well, it's a dream come true for any filmmaker. I mean, it makes your life easier because, you know, when I come to the set, they're already prepared. They know what they're going to do. They have an idea of what their character is about. You know, they're the top of the A-list. So for me, it makes my life much easier. I'm just there to give them what they need from me as a director, and then they bring their magic. And that's the beauty of
it. It's not intimidating to,
well,
to direct
course.
These. It is. It is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course.
I was intimidated.
Of course. You know, I mean, Angela, like, Melissa, Morgan walk on the set.
Yeah,
you know,
that's got, right. Robert Forrester.
Robert Forrester. Yeah. Good God. You know, I have to at least act like I know what I'm doing.
Now you can admit it. We mentioned Morgan Freeman. I just want to play a clip from the film between the two of you. Your character is appointing his character, then Speaker of the House, mm-hmm. as the acting president. Here it is.
Mr. Speaker, as both the President and the Vice President of the United States are unable to discharge the duties of their offices, I'm officially placing you under Secret Service protection. You are the acting President of the United States.
Are they alive?
They are.
We actually talked with Morgan Freeman last summer when his film The Magic of Belle Isle came out. I really have no reason to mention that except that I get to name drop that I met Morgan Freeman. That's the only reason I really want to mention. But I did want to ask, it's interesting, again, going back to the casting, you have the Speaker of the House as an African-American man. You have the Director of the Secret Service as an African-American woman. You have the Secretary of Defense as a woman. Do you think that this is a casting decision you could have made 5 years ago?
I think I would have got more resistance. Possibly from a studio 5 years ago. I mean, I would have pushed it anyway 5 years ago, but I think I may have had a little more resistance then.
And you would have pushed it, why?
Well, because they're the best actors for the job for me. You know, these are the people I envision in my head at night. So for me as a director, you have to stick to your guns. When you have these individuals in your mind, you have to fight for that. You have to make sure that that's what happens because, you know,
you do wonder if artists are sometimes ahead of the curve in imagining what will be as opposed to just what is. I mean, we often sort of appreciate artists for their ability to describe what is, but I sometimes wonder if really what we are after is what will be. I mean, like a lot of people pointed out that, for example, Jimmy Smits on The West Wing played a young president of color mm-hmm. before a young president of color mm-hmm. was actually elected. So I guess I want to ask you to put your forecasting hat on and tell me what else is going to happen next in our politics.
We'll have a female president.
Of color or not?
I don't think it matters right now. I think we need to vote for the best person. And I think that a female president is coming. It's not necessarily because it's the right thing to do. I think it's just going to be the right person for the job because I don't think people always vote based on the right thing to do. Sometimes they vote based on their personal prejudice. I just think that there's going to be a female that's going to stand there and everyone's going to see the truth.
And based on the fact that you appointed two women in the tough national security jobs for in your administration that you put together for this film, is it your sense that that first female president will likely be a conservative? Will they likely be a person with a national security background?
I think it'll be someone with a national security background. You want somebody in office in these troubling times that has an understanding of how things work. I don't think you want anybody in there that's a rookie. So.
What about you, based on your experience in taking on this role, the advisors whom you met, do you think they're ready for a female leader of their departments?
Based on this one, yes. I mean, what I appreciate about this film or different, you know, arts, entertainment, is that, as you say, we shine a light on what is possible, what should be, you know, mm-hmm. so that maybe it just moves us off being stuck. So I agree. I think it's quite likely that very shortly, in not too distant future, mm-hmm. you know, that if there will be a female president.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, we are speaking with Oscar-nominated actress Angela Bassett and director Antoine Fuqua about their new film, Olympus Has Fallen. Talking about what is versus what will be, as I mentioned, as a former White House correspondent, I found it kind of heart-pounding to mm-hmm. contemplate the idea of the White House being taken over in that way. And it's also interesting that you wanted to create a scenario that really could happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I wanted mm-hmm. to know how you feel about that.
we have the opportunity to put on the screen our worst nightmares. And then we can look at that and say, let's not let that happen in reality. Because now, especially after September 11th, we all know that it can happen with box cutters.
I'm wondering what it's like being steps away from the real White House. Do you think they'll see the film? Do you think they'll be screening it? Do you think they'll like it? You think maybe not? Maybe not?
Maybe not quite just yet.
Not today.
Maybe in a few.
When they've left off. Do you mind if I ask each of you, you've both enjoyed, I hope it's enjoyed, long marriages in a business that is known to be hard on them. Angela Bassett, in particular, you've talked about this. You've written a book with your husband, Courtney B. Vance, mm-hmm. who's also an accomplished actor. Do you feel like something of a role model in this regard? And I wonder if you feel you have anything to share about the secret of that for people who are not in businesses, which are not known to be as tough.
It's all about negotiating and, you know, allowing the other person to, you know, satisfy their souls, you know, their passions. Courtney's in New York now on Broadway, you know, and we have to negotiate, okay, the kids, us, the time. When there's something I want to do, I want to go to Shreveport for months and, you know, do this project or New York recently on the heels of him coming to New York to do Lucky Guy. And it's like, we're both going to be gone, but do you really want to do that? And the answer is yes, and it's go. I don't want to be held back, and I don't want to hold him back from his passion. So it's allowing people to, you know, satisfy their souls.
What about you?
Well, let me just put it to you this way. As a director, you make your movie, and everybody sort of listens to you, and you're on it for months, and, you know, you're like, you got this power. And then you go home, and no one cares what you have to say. But... So yeah, that's that. But yeah, I agree with Angela. It's negotiating, and it's also accepting each other for who you are, period. And then prioritizing what really matters in life, you know, because we live in the world of making movies, and there's a lot of fantasy in that. You go away and you disappear into that world, especially mm-hmm. you know. And for me, I'm in it for almost a year. You know, you just have to always keep the focus on. In our cases, and Angela as well, I'm sure. You know, your children and the respect and love you have for each other. And then it kind of falls into place. And, you know, whether you want it to or not, your children will slap you around a bit. I know mine do. So,
Antoine Fuqua is the director of the new action film, Olympus Has Fallen. Angela Bassett is one of the stars of the film. Thank you both so much for joining us today. Good luck.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.